brothers and sisters, let's begin our meeting this morning. I'd like us to examine a couple of scriptures this morning. From Psalm 40 and then also from Hebrews 10.
是詩篇第40篇並且是希伯來書第10章.
So you can turn in your Bibles with me. Turn to the 40th chapter, the book of Psalms.
請你先翻到詩篇第40篇.
And please listen as I read verses 4 through 10.
第4至到10節,我會讀,請你們聆聽.
How blessed is a man who has made the Lord his trust, and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which thou hast done, and thy thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Sacrifice and meal offering thou hast not desired. My ears thou hast opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. The law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hidden thy righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation.
第4至到第10節,詩篇第40篇. 那倚靠耶和華,不理會狂傲和偏愛虛假之輩的, 這人便為有福。 耶和華我的神啊, 你所行的歧視,並你向我們所懷的意念甚多, 不能向你陳明, 若要陳明, 歧視不可勝數。 祭物和禮物你不喜悅, 你已經開通我的耳朵, 燔祭和贖罪祭, 非你所要。 那時我說看啊我來了我的事在經卷上已經記載了我的神啊我樂意照你的旨意行你的律法在我心裡我在大會中宣傳公義的佳音我必不止住我的嘴唇耶和華這是你所知道的我未曾把你的公義藏在心裡我以陳明你的信實和你的救恩
And then if you could turn to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, we'll read from chapter 10, verses 5-10. Hebrews 10, verse 5. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, Sacrifice and offering thou hast desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. To do thy will, O God, after saying above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast not desired, nor hast thou pleasure, taken pleasure in them, which are offered according to law. Then he said, Behold, I have come to do thy will. He takes away the first in order to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
是第五節那裡開始。所以基督到世上來的時候就說：神啊，祭物和禮物是你不願意的，你曾給我預備了身體，燔祭和贖罪祭是你不喜歡的。那時我說：神啊，我來了，為要照你的旨意行，我的事在經卷上已經記載了。 以上說祭物和禮物,燔祭和贖罪祭是你不願意的,也是你不喜歡的,這都是按著律法獻的。後又說,我來了,為要照你的旨意行,可見他是除去在先的,為要立定在後的。And
there's one last scripture that I'd like us to turn to. Go back a few books to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
還有一處就是帖撒羅尼迦前書第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
帖前第五章,22至24节.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will also bring it to pass.
22 to
23 through 24.
OK, 23至24節是帖 撒罗尼加前书第五章啊。OK， 愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那照你们的本事信实的，他必成就这事。
Let's come back before the Lord in another word of prayer.
再来到主面前有一点的祷告。
Father God, we lift up our hearts unto you this morning.
父神，我们再将我们的心交在你的手里。
We thank you so much that you are one who is faithful unto yourself.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是信实的。
And that means that you are faithful to your very own will, and you are faithful unto us.
你对你的旨意，对着我们，你都是信实的。
And we know that you have placed us in this time, in this locality, for our purpose.
并非偶然的事，你将我们现今就摆在这一个的聚会当中。
And so we want to take hold of what your intentions are this morning.
所以我们找着，找紧你放在我们这里的目的。
May you bless the speaking and the hearing of your word.
愿你祝福讲的，听的。
And we pray that you would be glorified.
愿你得着所有的荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We know from coming back from the WCCC this past month that the Lord has shown us great things in regards to what is on his heart.
我们知道从西岸特会回来以后，主已经将他的心意大大的向我们打开。
That we are a people that have been created for his glory.
我们是一班人为着神的荣耀所创造的。
But we know that there is no glory unless there is the cross.
但是我们知道没了十字架就没荣耀。
And there is no cross unless we have the vision.
如果我们没了意象就没十字架。
That we would see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one by whom we are able to come and know the Father God.
个意象就是我们要来到主耶稣的面前先来到父神那里。
And it's through Christ Jesus and only Christ Jesus alone, the work that he had performed on the cross for us that allows us this access to the Father God.
藉着基督耶稣在十字架上所作成的功，就能够使我们去到父神那里。
You know, the Lord wants to gain us. He wants to gain us entirely.
主愿意完完全全地得着我们。
He wants to gain us for our own satisfaction, for our own pleasure, but really most of all, for his own glory.
主愿意这样做，所有的荣耀都归返给他。
In all the things that we do,
我们所做的每一样事情，
in our gatherings, in our home life, in our work life,
我们的聚会，我们在家里面，我们的工作等等，
past, present and future,
以前的，现今的，或者是将来的，
the Lord really wants to gain all of us.
主真的何等的愿意完完全全地得着我们的所有。
And he wants to perform this sanctifying work within us.
主愿意在我们的生命中做一个洁净的工作。
He wants to cleanse us and purify us.
洁净、炼净。
And make us complete for his own purpose.
让我们能够为着他的旨意能够完全。
So that we may be able to carry out what his will is for us.
所以愿意我们能够带出神的旨意在我们生命当中。
And to be able to obtain the glory that he has prepared for us.
所以我们就能够去得着主所为我们存留那个荣耀。
But not all, only for us, but also for all those who love him.
不单只为着我们，是为着所有的神的儿女们所爱他的，爱戴他的。
And really to fulfill his sovereign plan.
就是来完成神这个他的旨意，他的计划。
So the Lord tells us that he wants to sanctify us, our spirit, our soul, and our body.
So 神是愿意来炼净我们的灵与魂与身体。
He wants to work through our conscience and our intuition through communion by the Spirit.
神愿意是藉着我们的良心，藉着我们的直觉来我们与神的交通来这样与他联系。
He wants to work through our emotions and our mind, through our wills.
神亦都愿意在我们的我们的思想，我们的情感或者意志那里来做工。
And he even wants to work through our bodies.
并且神亦都在我们的身体外面的身体那里都有工作。
That we may learn to submit our our spirit, our soul, and our body all unto the will of God.
所以就能够奉献灵与魂与身体。
So I was drawn to this verse here in Hebrews 40, excuse me, in Psalm 40 and Hebrews 10, because of a particular couple of verses.
我是特别的注意到在诗篇四十篇和希伯来书第十章那里这么说。
One is that verse about how, behold, I have come to do thy will.
就是看到说，哇，你看看，我来就是要来行你的旨意。
But the other one is that the Lord has opened up the ears of his servant.
另一个就是神是开通了他的仆人的耳朵。
And that the Lord has prepared a body for his servant.
并且神为着他的仆人预备了一个身体来这样做。
And this just reveals to us how it is that God wants to work.
这样就向我们启示了，神要在做什么事情呢？
That even though God is spirit,
虽然神是一个灵，
God still wants to work in the physical realm.
但是神也在这个世界上，看得见的世界上来做工。
That part of his eternal purpose, part of his will, involves us having our ears open.
神永远的旨意是一部分是要我们有一个开通的耳朵。
And us preparing our bodies to be a living sacrifice for him.
并且我们预备我们这个外体来都奉献给主作一个灵祭。
So this morning I'd like to share and share, I believe, what is on the Lord's heart.
愿来分享一点今天早上神摆在我心里面他的话。
That we may be those who would be able to appreciate and take hold and even embrace the will of God.
愿我们能够领会明白并且是接受并且是拥抱神在我们当中的旨意。
And really to be able to embrace how he wants to work through these different facets of being human, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits.
并且在我们这个人的组合里面，灵魂体的组合里面，神怎样在我们当中来作工。
So Psalm 40 is a psalm that was written by David.
诗篇四十篇是大卫所写的。
And if you look at the beginning, the first few verses that we didn't read, we recognize that David once again is praying before the Lord in regards to the situation that he's in.
开头那几节四十篇我们没读到，但是是很像大卫其他的诗篇，他就向神大大的来张口来祷告来求告，因着他自己的处境。
That he is crying up to the Lord.
他要大大的向主呼求。
And not only is he crying up to the Lord, but he recognizes that the Lord hears him and answers him.
并且不是单单的呼求，他并且是知道，确实知道神一直在听着他这样大叫。
And he moves David from a place of destruction to a place of firm foundation.
神跟住就从大卫在坑中在淤泥中将他拉出来搭在稳妥的磐石上面。
David expresses how the Lord has put a new song into his mouth.
并且他在神面前能够唱新歌。
And as such then he gives praise and thanks back to the Lord.
就是赞美我们神的话。
He recognizes the blessings that he has in Christ, in the Lord.
他知道他在基督里在神里面所得的祝福。
And he expounds on the wonders of his Lord God, how they are too numerous to count.
跟住佢就述说，宣扬神喺佢生命中嘅好处。
And then through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he writes verses 6 through verse 8.
跟住圣灵就感动佢写出下边嘅六至到八节。
Which is really a messianic prophecy.
这个原来系Messianic 就是弥赛亚要来的预言的一部分。
That really speaks of what it is that the Lord would do for us.
就是讲到主要来做什么事情。
And this is what we read in Hebrews chapter 10.
这一段经文就是也都是我们在希伯来书第十章所读的。
If we look to examine verse 6, we see that he writes that sacrifice and meal offering thou hast not desired.
诗篇第六节那里这样讲，他说祭物和礼物神你不喜悦。
What is it that the Lord desires?
咁如果系咁样，神需要喜悦啲乜嘢咧？
He desires our obedience, our submission, our very will.
原来神愿意我哋嚟顺命，聆听神喺我哋当中嘅旨意。
that we would learn to submit this up unto the Lord.
原来神需要我们来顺服。
And it's not just some notional thought in our heads.
不是只是我们在脑海里面来这样想。
It's not even necessarily the desire of our hearts, our spirits.
并非是单单是我们心里面说要这样做。
But it is also of our bodies.
但是还有我们的外体要做出来。
That we would learn to give of our mouths, our hands, our feet unto the Lord.
我们的口、我们的手、我们的脚有没有行神的旨意呢？
And so that's what I find so wonderful here is that in verse 6, he talks about how his ears have been opened.
所以第六节这里说，我觉得是很有感动我的，就是这里说你已经开通我的耳朵。
And yet when it's spoken about in the book of Hebrews, we see the progressive revelation that the Lord would have for us.
在希伯来书那里也都继续这样将这件事情启示出来。
That it's not just that the ears would be opened, but that the whole body would be prepared to do God's work.
不单只是开通了神开通我们的耳朵，并且我们将我们的身体预备好来奉献给主。
You know, our Lord did not just choose to reveal himself to us through visions and dreams.
神不单只将属灵的事情是藉着预表或者是vision 异象来启示给我们。
But he became Emmanuel.
但是主来到做以马内利，神与我们同在。
And God with us.
神与我们同在。
God incarnate.
就是这个
The word, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
道成肉身，就喺住在我哋当中。
You know, he came in a very ordinary means.
主系好平平淡淡嘅，普普通通嘅嚟到呢个世界上。
A very humble means.
系好但系卑微嘅。
There's no fanfare, at least in the eyes of ordinary man when he came.
冇人欢迎主嚟到呢个世界上。
But if we were alert, like those shepherds were, we'd see there was great celebration.
但是如果留心圣殿那班的牧羊人知道主要来。
He had a very ordinary body.
主是一个很简单的一个人一个的身体，是吗？
We know from the book of Isaiah 53 that he had no stately form or majesty.
在以赛亚53章那里讲到，哦，人见到他啊。他的容貌 是普普通通的，没人注意的，他没有值得任何人注意的一部分。
Nor any wonderful appearance that we would be attracted to him.
这个外表啊。
He was very plain.
是一种很普通的。
On the outside.
在外表是很普通。
But on the inside, we know who he is.
但是在他里面，我们知道他是谁。
And the Lord God, the Father, had given him a very extraordinary purpose.
并且父神将一个旨意放在主耶稣身上。
And that was to do what no one else could do.
就是能够带出一件事情是没有任何人能够做到的。
And that is carry out this will of God.
就是来行出神的旨意。
To become that perfect sacrifice, that perfect offering that would satisfy the Father God.
作出那个完全的献祭来满足父神的心意。
Something that would be able to satisfy and pay for our sins, not just for one time or for one year, but for all time, for all eternity.
啊，并且不是要做很多次的，是一次就完成这件事情。
And so the Son of God became the Son of Man.
所以神子就这样来到世上作为人子。
So he took on a body.And he became flesh to walk on this earth amongst men.
所以道就成了肉身，行在我们当中。
So that he could share the good news from above.
所以就将神的佳音来传给人听。
And so that he could pay a debt that we cannot pay.
他并且是付出一个的赎价，是没有一个人在世上能够付出的。
And so that he could secure a life that we did not have before.
所以就使到我们得着神的生命。
You know, when the Son of God became man and walked on this earth, men, women, and children saw him and heard him, tasted him, touched him.
当神子成为人子，耶稣在这个地上行走的时候，周围所有的群众都能够听到他，触摸他，感觉到他。
I mean, they saw with their own eyes. Some saw his birth, they saw his life, they saw his death, they saw the miracles that he performed.
有人见到他的行的神迹，有人见到他所说的话，有人见到他怎样受死，也都有人见到他怎样复活。
They heard with their ears the good news that was proclaimed to them.
他们听见主所传给他的佳音。
The forgiveness of sins.
赦罪的恩。
They tasted of his salt, they ate of the bread of life, they drank of his blood.
他们并且参加那个最后的晚餐。
They touched him, even if only sometimes his outer garment.
并且他们触摸到主，甚至有时是摸到他外边的衣襟。
And he touched them. He touched their eyes. He touched their ears. He touched their tongues.
并且主亦都摸他们的耳朵，摸他们的心。
And we know that he was also one who was a fragrant aroma to them.
并且主是带出一个香气，是基督的香气在他们当中。
Because I think that just speaks to how when we are in love with somebody, they always smell good.
当如果你与一个另外堕入爱河的时候，他就会有一个馨香的味道，你会成日都好中意，系咪？
Because we're just enjoying being in their presence.
因为你好愿意与另外嗰个人嚟一同喺埋一齐。
And we're able to look past or smell past anything that may not be so fragrant.
所有的其他的缺点，乜嘢都睇唔到。
The Lord gave us a body so that we can interact with Him and experience Him.
所以主俾我哋有呢个身体，我哋亦都能够与主嚟到咁样互动。
Even now, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we can experience Christ through the love that He has placed within each one of us.
甚至我哋现在聚会彼此嘅相处交通，我哋亦都体会到主喺我哋当中。
But something that the Lord would really want us to hold on to is that we would not only be those who receive these experiences or God's love.
但系有主有一件事情要我哋找着嘅，就系我哋唔单止系要经过呢一切系嚟从主那里接受。
But that He has made us like vessels to be poured out, to be able to share and to give God's love to others.
但主，当你造成好似一个透明嘅容器，我哋从主接受、接受、接受，我哋还要俾出去，系咪？
The Lord gave us a body so that we may glorify Him.
主俾我哋有一个身体，为要嚟荣耀佢，为要嚟遵行神嘅旨意。
Now we also know that we have not only been given a body, but we've also been given a spirit.
神单止将呢个身体外体俾我哋，还俾我哋呢个灵，系咪？
And that as believers in Christ Jesus, that the Holy Spirit actually resides in our hearts.
系作为神嘅儿女，神嘅圣灵就住喺我哋嘅灵里边。
There, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
我哋嘅外体就系圣灵嘅殿。
That He is within us. And that as such, that we are those who have been purchased and we are no longer our own.
主住在我们里面，我们是被主用重价所买赎回来的。
So we are a people who are called to live in a different way.
我们是一班人被呼召出来行去走另一条路，这个天路。
No longer just for ourselves, but for Him who gave Himself up for us.
就是不为我们自己活，是为嗰位为我哋死而复活嘅主嚟活。
We also recognize, though, while we have the Spirit within us and His Spirit within us, our flesh is weak.
我哋知道神嘅灵，虽然神嘅灵喺我哋嘅住喺我哋灵里边，但我哋嘅肉体还系软软弱弱。
And as many of us have studied in the past weeks, as we are studying through the book of Matthew in Matthew 26.
当上几个礼拜我哋一直喺度。研读马太福音第二十六章嘅时候
，And the Lord was at Gethsemane, and He told His disciples to pray.
主喺客西马利园叫门徒们与佢一起嚟祷告
，But they were tired and they were falling asleep.
哎呀，但系门徒们就瞓着咗啦。
And so He exhorted them and told them that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
主就提醒佢哋，你哋灵系愿意，肉体还系软弱。
And the more we live, the more we recognize how weak really our frames are.
当我们继续在这个世上活下去的时候，我们就知道我们的外体实在是衰败的。
Because we are a people who are born into sin.
因为我们这个人生出来就是一个罪人。
And so we live in the past under bondage, under the power of sin, apart from God.
以往就是一个捆绑，罪的捆绑里面出来的。
We're unable to do the very thing that we want to do.
我们想做的好的事情，善的事情。
And instead, the very evil that we don't want to do, that's what we end up doing.
但我们最不想做的、最污糟邋遢的坏事，我们通通都做出来。
You know, this is the life of the natural man.
这个就是我们人的肉体的本性。
This is the life of the flesh.
这个就是肉体啊。
But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ because He has set us free.
但是感谢赞美主，因为神藉着基督耶稣已经释放了我们。
As Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 8, verse 2, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
罗马书第八章第二节，因为赐生命的灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪同埋死的律。
This is a very important verse for us as believers to hold on to.
这一句经文是对我们信徒来说是非常之重要。
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
In Psalm 40 verse 8, David writes, The law is within my heart.
诗篇第四十篇第八节那里讲话，神的律法已经放在我心里面。
This is good news that the Lord has placed His law within our hearts.
啊，神将佢嘅话、佢嘅律法摆咗喺我里边，何等美好嘅事情！
We have to be careful. We have to be alert and handle this appropriately.
但系咁样发生嘅时候，我哋需要好小心嚟处理，嚟到点样去对呢个话嘅态度。
Because if we're not careful, the enemy will take that law and twist it within our hearts.
如果我哋唔小心，仇敌就会将个律法喺我哋心里边嚟歪曲。
He'll bring up that old soul life that we used to have.
就会带出我哋以往喺肉体里边嗰啲嘅坏习惯。
And remind us how wonderful and how fabulous it was to live the way we lived before we knew Christ Jesus.
就带出我哋所有嘅旧嘅肉体里边活出嚟嘅事情。
It's just like the Israelites after they had left.
就好似以色列人佢哋埃及出嚟嘅时候
，They're always thinking about their past and how good it was back in Egypt。
佢哋出咗嚟之后，佢哋又成日回想过往，啊喺埃及以前几好几好。
So often forgetting about really how poor it was to live in indentureship and slavery。
但佢哋唔记得咗，佢哋埃及系作奴隶嘅。
So this is where we have to be careful。
所以我哋需要好小心。
And we don't have to fall into the schemes of the enemy。
不要再退后，去翻以前嗰个光景咁。
That we don't have to yield to the pleasures of the body。
我哋唔需要嚟体贴肉体嗰个嘅舒适舒服。
Overindulgence or gluttony or drunkenness。
去大食、暴食、暴饮等等，放纵私欲。
Or sensuality or immorality。
放纵私欲，做啲败坏嘅事情。
We don't need to give way to our emotions, anger, rage, disputes.
我哋唔需要体贴我哋，中意发脾气就发脾气，中意大闹就大闹。
Jealousy, greed, covetousness.
或者你我哋会有贪心，或者会有妒忌，但我哋唔好体贴嗰啲嘅肉体。
And we especially have to be careful that we don't elevate our minds.
啊，并且我哋唔好。超过我哋所需要思想嘅。
With pride, with arrogance, with selfishness, self-gratification, self-glorification.
骄傲、狂傲、自大。
The Lord has placed the law within our hearts.
神将佢嘅律法放喺我哋嘅心里边。
But a lot of times when we just examine that law, the word.
但系有时我哋只系。睇一睇 注意一下神嘅话，就咁就算数。
It's too easy to just look at it and apply it with our own natural minds.
我哋睇见神嘅话，就我哋嘅肉体嘅方法嚟，愿意嚟行出嚟。
And when we do that, we become start to become very legalistic.
啊，当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就好似守律法咁样。
And we start to focus on just providing, performing these sacrifices.And giving offerings unto the Lord.
我哋就好似外边嚟到守律法嚟献祭、赎罪祭、挽回祭，一个一个祭，一啲一咁样嚟守住呢啲嘅要做嘅事情。
And we give of our minds, but we don't give of our hearts, of our spirits back unto God.
我哋就咁样用我哋嘅思想嚟服侍神，但系冇用我哋嘅心真诚嘅嚟服侍主。
Our souls, our minds, our emotions, our bodies—they all fall under the control of our will.
Of our
will.
我哋嘅灵魂身体完全都系服喺我哋嘅意志下边。
Our emotions are really highly volatile. They change easily because of the circumstances or the moods that we are in.
我哋知道我哋嘅感情起起伏伏，因着环境嘅转变，我哋就会嘅感情又会变动，系咪
？And our minds, God has created a wonderful thing called the mind.
神俾我哋有一个创造一个喺我哋里边一个非常好嘅思维思想。
It is deep, it is inquisitive, hopefully it is stable, and it's even more influential than our emotions.
系呢一个思想啊，系好思维系好可以做好多嘅事情，但系我哋需要平静令佢。
They're more influential than our emotions. Our minds and our emotions are very powerful. But they are gated by the will.
但是佢是我哋嘅意志嚟守住呢两样嘢。
The will is between the heart, our emotions.And our brains, our minds.
我哋嘅意志就系嚟守住我哋嘅思想，我哋嘅感情。
But ultimately, it is our wills that decides what our soul and our body is going to do.
但系到最后嘅终点就系我哋嘅意志要作出一个决定，我哋要点样用我哋嘅魂，点样用我哋嘅外体。
And what's particularly important for us to note is that.It's not just that it would be our will that would take control of our body and our soul, but that it would be His will that would take control of our will.
但系唔单止系我哋嘅意志嚟决定，但系还有另外一件事情，就系神嘅旨意。我哋要点样服喺神嘅旨意底下
？So this is where the function of the Spirit is so important.
所以我哋就说明出我哋嘅魂与体系何等嘅重要。
Because the function is that the Spirit is the one who gives us the ability to have a conscience that is based on God's standards, not our own standards or the world's standards.
并且神嘅灵，佢藉着良心，藉着直觉，使我哋知道、感觉到神，能够听见神。
And it's the Spirit who guides us and leads us into all truth. So He gives us an intuition that goes beyond just what our natural minds may learn.
并且系圣灵带领我哋进入。神嘅一切真理当中，使我哋嘅思想能够领会到神嘅旨意。
And it's the Spirit who discloses what is on God the Father's heart and what is on the Son's heart unto us.
并且圣灵将神嘅心意、主嘅心意放喺嚟启示俾我哋。
And He does this through the function that's called communion.
就藉着交通呢件事情。When
we are able to spend time with the Lord and draw close to Him, and we know in that time, in those times, He will draw close to us.
当我哋亲近、愿意亲近主嘅时候，与多有交通，主就嚟亲近我哋，系咪
？So the Lord tells us that the law is in our hearts.
所以主话俾我哋听，神嘅律法系放喺我哋心中。
But we have to be very careful and let the Spirit.Be control of that law within our hearts.
但需要好小心，我要藉着圣灵紧紧嘅守住主嘅话喺我哋心里边。
Just as we were reading or speaking about Romans 8:2,
当我哋读 罗马书第八章第二节嘅时候
，The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death。
啊，生命圣灵嘅律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪同埋死嘅律。
That we are people who are no longer under the power of sin and death。
我哋系一班人，再唔系会服从罪同埋死嘅律。
So why should we succumb and live to those old ways again？
咁點解我哋還係好似活喺舊嘅時光一樣呢
？The Spirit has given us new life through Christ Jesus。
生命聖靈嘅律，主嘅生命已經喺我哋當中。
We know it's a better life。
我哋知道呢個係超越嘅生命。
Are we able to respond and submit our wills and yield ourselves to the Spirit？
個問題就係我哋喺意志上有冇作出呢個揀選嚟揀選賜生命聖靈嘅律
？This is the new law that we live under。
呢個就係新嘅律法。
It's the law of the Spirit。
呢個就係生命靈嘅律。
Is that which sets us free from sin and death？
藉著它就能夠釋放我哋脱離罪同埋死嘅律。
Is that which enables us to live the life that Christ would want us to live？
就係能夠使我哋有力量嚟活出神嘅旨意。
There's another name for this law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus。
生命靈嘅律有另外有一個名稱。
And it's called grace。
就係恩典。
Grace is God's work alone。
It's God。
Grace is God's work alone。
恩典就係神單獨嘅工作。
Is nothing that we can do on our own。
並非人嘅作為。
Other than to receive it。
我哋人做咩咧？就係嚟接受，就係咁簡單。
Will we or will we not accept His grace？
我哋願唔願意嚟接受神俾我哋恩典咧
？Will we or will we not accept the law of the Spirit over us？
願唔願意嚟接受賜生命聖靈嘅律嚟喺我哋生命中作呢個調整咧
？Will we or will we not accept His word and His way？
我哋願唔願意接受神喺我哋向我哋嘅説嘅話，並且神喺我哋當中要行出嚟嘅旨意咧？
I think in these two passages in Psalm 40 and Hebrews 10, there are two particular words that I'd like us to really take hold of.
願意在詩篇40篇和希伯來書第十章有兩個詞我願意我們來找著。
And the first one is a word that we should always take note of whenever we read it.
第一個就是我們讀的時候我們要想著這個字。
And it's written hundreds of times throughout the Word of God.
在神的話中說了多過一百次
，and that is the word behold，
就係呢個詞看啊
，behold， take note， pay attention，
張開眼睛睇清楚，留意
，don't let this slip away， open up your hearts， open up your ears and listen，
唔好讓呢件事情過去，打開你嘅心，打開你嘅眼，打開你嘅耳朵，你留心聽。
The Son of Man, the suffering servant, came to do something wonderful, something miraculous that only He could do.
神嘅兒子嚟到，做贖罪呢件事情，我哋要留心聽。
And that is to become man and fulfill the law.
就係神子成為人子嚟完全呢個律法。
And we know that He did not come to abolish the law, but He came to fulfill the law.
我知道神嚟到唔係棄絕律法，反而係嚟成全律法。
And not just for one time, but for all time.
唔單止係一次，係永永遠遠嘅作成。
I mean, we can appreciate this, and I know most of us accept this. We behold this.
我哋能夠嚟接受呢件事情，能夠嚟看、睇住、留心呢件事情。
But the Lord wants to take us farther.
但係神願意再帶我哋走前面一步路。
And that's where this second word or second concept comes in.
就帶到我哋嚟呢個第二嘅步驟。
And the second word is centered around the words delight.And pleasure.
第二個詞就係我所喜悅的，就是、喜悅呢個字。
Psalm 48, I delight to do Thy will, O my God.
就係、第四十篇第八節咁樣講，我嘅神啊，我樂意照你嘅旨意行，就係、是、呢個樂意。
The Lord does not have any pleasure in these sacrifices and offerings.
神並不喜歡呢啲祭物同埋禮物，你唔係你所要嘅。
What is it that gives Him pleasure?
究竟乜嘢能够带俾神嘅心里边满足咧
？It's when we delight to do His will。
个答案就系，原来我哋乐意、愿意行神嘅旨意嘅时候， 神嘅心意就能够满足。
The word that the Lord places in my heart is the word embrace.
主将呢个字摆我心里边，呢个字就系恩典。
It is such a rich, tender word.
就系何等嘅好有深度嘅呢个字恩典。
It literally means to fall upon the neck, to fall on the neck, to draw close, to surround, to wrap, to cover.
个意思就系你嚟亲近，嚟到体会恩典。
It's more than just seizing or grabbing hold of or even apprehending.
唔系就咁你能够拿得住，或者系你要嚟经历。
The word behold is like grabbing hold of or seizing or apprehending. It's to understand.
这个字看啊，是你体会到、领会到。
But to embrace, it also speaks of this deep felt emotion that the Lord gives to us.
但是 embrace 就是来拥抱，就是神给你的，你很欢迎的来接受。
That there would be joy, that there would be love.There be kindness.
是有喜乐，有爱在当中。
Even sometimes great sorrow or weeping.
甚至是会有时我们拥抱会带出的就是我们流泪。
The word embrace is not used that frequently in the word of God, at least literally embrace.
Embrace 就是这个我们拥抱这个字不是在圣经里出现很多次。
But there are three instances that I'm sure when I mention to you will bring recollections to your mind.
有三次我当我讲出嚟嘅时候，你会记起。
It was when Esau reconciled with his brother Jacob.
当以扫嚟同佢嘅弟弟雅各讲和嘅时候。
After all the fighting and all the bad blood between them from so many years past.
佢哋以往嘅恩恩怨怨就要喺一刻。
When Esau saw Jacob, when they had arranged to meet again, Esau ran up to him.
以扫同埋雅各约好嘅约会嘅时候，以扫就拥跑到雅各前面拥抱佢。
He embraced him, he kissed him, and they wept.
拥抱佢锡亲与佢弟弟亲嘴。
We also see this word embrace is used when we hear about the parable of the prodigal son.
拥抱另一次出现就是在路加福音第十五章那一个浪子回到家的时候。
The father who was always looking out for that wayward son who had gone and wasted away the family wealth.
浪子的父亲每一天都是等个浪子回家。
One day that son came back.
有一日那一日终于来到浪子望得很远的时候那个就是他来的了。
And he had great compassion for his son.
圣经就记载，父亲的心柔软，对这个浪子充满了怜悯。
So we know the parable. He ran up and he embraced him and he kissed him.
父亲就老远见到他就跑去，冲埋去拥抱个浪子。
And he changed his garments and gave him a wonderful feast.
帮他换衫，回来吃饭。
This is all part of the father's love.
这个就是父亲的爱。
And it involves embracing.
It involves embracing. 充滿恩典。
And a third example of embrace.
第三個擁抱的例子。
Is when Paul was bidding farewell to the brethren, the elders from Ephesus.
當保羅與以弗所的教會的長老講再見的時候。
He was headed back to Jerusalem.And he knew that bonds and afflictions were awaiting him.
保罗嗰阵时，佢系要翻翻去耶路撒冷，佢知道嗰度有锁链等紧佢。
There is a very real sense amongst them that this was Paul's last time that he was going to see them.
保罗同埋嗰啲长老知道，今次系最后一次见面啦。
So as they said their goodbyes, the elders wept.
当佢哋讲再见嘅时候，嗰班长老流泪。
And they embraced him and repeatedly kissed him.
就拥抱亲嘴同保罗。
I mean, such wonderful pictures, such wonderful examples of how the Lord would want us to have such tender hearts and really take hold of not only those around us, but also his very word, his very being.
这个有几个美好的例子，就是当神将主嘅弟兄姊妹们摆喺我哋身边嘅时候，我哋能够咁样拥抱你一同嘅一起嚟。
That we would embrace his heart, that we would embrace his word, that we would embrace his plan, that we would embrace his will.
我唔单止系外边嘅彼此相爱咁样拥抱，还系能够喺主嘅话、主嘅心意、神嘅旨意上边有咁样嘅态度。
Now, when I was a young man, I was very careful about following my emotions.
当我年轻嘅时候，我系特别留意我嘅感情呢一方面。
I don't know how many of you ever used the gospel tracts, the four spiritual laws.
我哋唔知道在座当中弟兄姊妹有冇用过嗰个four spiritual 属灵嘅四定律。
And there would be a picture there. I think in the third or the fourth step. Faith and emotions. I think there's another one in between.
传福音嘅时候，嗰个福音单章嗰度话系信心系一边，我哋嘅情感系喺另一边。
Maybe it was faith, feelings, and emotions.
可能系咁样讲嘅系信心，我哋嘅感觉或者系情感。
And we have to be very careful because we don't want to be people who are just following our emotions or our feelings, but we want to follow this faith that we have in Christ Jesus.
我哋要好小心，唔应该系藉着情感，因着我哋嘅感动感觉，我哋要需要有信心。
And so that is what the Lord would want us to also share with those whom we share the good news with.
所以主愿意我嚟咁样嚟传福音。
And so this really resonated with me.
呢件事，呢个点就喺我心中嚟照亮。
Because this fit my culture and my personality.
因为 喺我嘅背景同埋我嘅个性里边系好混合嘅。
You know our culture.
知道我哋嘅背景。
We're very distant.
我哋系非常之疏离嘅。
Physically.
彼此之间。
You don't come up and hug your grandpa from generations past.
你见到你嘅爷爷，你会唔会长期拥抱佢
？Right, you bow.
你系或者会系鞠躬对佢。
It's a sign of respect.
系你咁样系嚟尊敬佢系咪
？Now that was the way I was raised in my family.
我系咁样嚟被带起嚟。
We never hugged and embraced.
我哋好少系好似美国人咁样系拥抱嘅，系咪
？We just bowed our heads.
我哋就恭恭敬敬嘅，继续咁样算啦。
Pay our respects.
就系好尊重嘅咁样鞠个躬。
But this served me in another way as well because this really fit my personality.
但喺我个性里边亦都系好混合嘅呢件事情。
I think we know each other pretty well.
因为我哋彼此认识好熟啦，系咪
？We know the ones who are quiet. We know the ones who are outspoken.
我哋知道边啲人系讲好多嘢，边啲人系比较安静。
And I think you know I'm on that side that falls on the quiet, reserved side.
弟兄姊妹知道，可能你都知道我系比较安静嘅嗰一面。
I'd rather not say anything if I don't have to.
如果唔需要讲嘢，就冇嘢讲啦。
I'd only will take the initiative when no one else takes the initiative.
如果冇人踏出第一步，可能我会做嗰个人。
That was my natural self.
呢个就系我嘅个性。
I remember on one occasion when I was meeting my sister-in-law's mother many years ago.
有一次，我系嚟见到 sister-in-law 嘅 mother。
You just say my in-law. I was meeting some of my in-laws.
即系外母嘅家姐个妹。
She came up. She's all excited. She wanted to give me a big hug.
咁外母当系外母啦，外母就嚟到我面前拥抱我。
And just as she was about ready to grab me, she stepped back.
就系嚟到我面前要拥抱嘅时候，佢就突然间停止，就褪后一步。
And she gave me a hug like this.
佢就咁样嚟黑，用手指咁样。
And she said, "Oh, I remember. You don't like hugs."
跟住佢话：啊，我记得啦，你系唔中意咁样同人拥抱嘅 ，Eddie。
You know that hurt me in a way.
我就覺得哎呀，我嘅 很诧异。
Not at that point in time, but after 30 years of reflection, that actually is less than 30 years of reflection.
这件事情30年前以前,
I recognize that really my personality, my natural personality, was so cold and so rigid.
我就體會到,哎呀,原來你這樣體會,我的個性原來是這樣的。I didn't
want to follow emotions or feelings. I just wanted to follow facts, okay, and maybe have some faith.
我是不是很屬於感情帶動的那種人,我是反而用信心,我是屬於那邊。
I was always just too analytical, too calculating.
我注意就經常都是很有思維的,逐步逐步思想。
My culture and my personality were determining my decisions.
我的個性、我的背景就藉著他們就帶出我做的事情。
How I would interact with others and engage others.
與別人怎樣相處等等。
I'm thankful that the Lord has shown me a better way.
我感謝主,因為主將我改變過來。
I'm thankful for you brothers and sisters in Christ.
亦都多謝弟兄姊妹們。
Because you have shown me and taught me that there's a better way.
並且你都教導我。
That no longer do I have to be so aloof and stand back so far.
我不需要藉著我舊的過性來這樣做。
But that when someone comes up and gives me a hug,
如果有人來走到我面前來擁抱我,
that I can give them a very warm hug in return.
我亦都能夠這樣來寬大的擁抱他。
It's not because of who I am,
不是因為我是誰,
but it's because of who Christ is in me.
因為主在我心當中。
So the next time you give me a hug,
下次你來擁抱我,
before Warren,
I'm sorry,
before Warren, I may give you a really good squeeze.
我可能會先來擁抱你。
It's not me. It's not me, but it's Christ.
不是我,是基督。
So may that be how we are like when we consider the word embrace.
願意我們對擁抱這個詞的態度有一個看法。
May we not only embrace one another, but may we embrace the Lord in His words.
我們不是單單彼此的擁抱,我們對著神的話,對著神的旨意,我們有這樣的態度去擁抱。
May we learn to embrace the situations that He has placed us in.
並且神在我們生命當中,給我們的 的經過,的經歷,我們都需要擁抱。
Even in situations like we witnessed this morning with our sister, in great pain,
好像姊妹的痛苦,的痛楚,我們剛剛看見到,是不是?
The Lord would want us to embrace all the circumstances and situations that He's permitted us to go through.
主願意我們來擁抱,祂在我們生命當中所安排 我們所經過的一切。
You know, at times we may feel like we are so far away from where God really wants us to be.
有時候我們覺得,我們離開神願意我的光景非常之遠。
As we struggle with whether it's loneliness or sickness or broken relationships,
我們會覺得孤單,我們有病,有痛,受苦,
we may ask God, Lord, how can this be your will for me?
我們問神, 為什麼這個是不是真的你的旨意啊?
But I think the Lord will show us
但主是會向我們說明,
that sometimes when we are in these darkest and deepest valleys,
在最黑暗, 最低的陰谷那裡的時候,
that is when we are so close to the actual will of God in our lives.
那時候其實就是我們與神的旨意最接近的時候。
Because in these times, if we respond in the right way and we're led by the Spirit,
如果在那些時間上,我們能夠藉著聖靈對主有一個正確的回應的時候,
we will recognize that we are so close to God.
我們知道原來主是這麼近我們的。
It may be so painful.
可能是很痛。
It may seem so hopeless.
可能是很沒希望。
But we hold on to Him who is our living hope.
但我們在找著主, 主就是我們唯一 嘅希望。
We hold on to Him who is our great physician.
我哋找緊主，哎呀，原來主就係依個至大嘅醫生。
We hold on to Him who is our friend.
我哋找著主，主係我哋嘅朋友。
I know many of us are still processing what has transpired with our sister Catherine in the past couple of weeks.
可能弟兄姊妹們還是在想緊，哎呀，Catherine 姊妹咁早就走咗啦。
Many of us have known her for quite a number of years.
許多弟兄姊妹都識咗好多好多年，幾十年。
And she was a fixture here for maybe not for us, but for our children and children's ministry.
我哋嘅下一代嘅細路都係 Catherine 姊妹服侍出嚟嘅，係咪有份 ？Right.
And even more recently, I know she served a lot of Friday night fellowship.
並且係星期五晚上佢都有服侍。
She was not an outspoken sister.
佢唔係講好多嘢嘅。
Rather, she was a sister who did a lot of work, a lot of service. Behind the scenes.
但係依位姊妹就喺背後幕後默默嘅咁樣服侍。
And I'm really thankful for all the years that we were able to know her.
就感謝主過咁多年，我能夠認識到依位姊妹。
And that we could serve and live together in God's household.
我係能夠彼此服侍，彼此生活。
We've all seen these past few years with all her health adversities. It's been very difficult for her and her family, especially her brother Michael.
過往幾年，因著姊妹嘅病，令到佢同埋家人所經過嘅。
She was always on my heart.
一位姊妹一直喺我心上當中。
For the past couple years, I was preparing to share a word with you on Sundays.
過往嘅兩年，我咁樣喺度預備星期日交通嘅時候。
The Lord would always put her in my heart.
主成日令我想起佢。
And I would always ask the Lord, Lord, is there a word that you could give to me that I could share so that her sister may be encouraged?
主對於姊妹有冇話俾我能夠鼓勵姊妹咧？
But in the end, it was her words and her testimony that encouraged me.
但到最後，最終係姊妹嘅話同埋姊妹嘅見證嚟鼓勵我。
And not only me, but so many others have been encouraged by her.
唔單止係我，係其他弟兄姊妹都被姊妹嚟鼓勵。
Two weeks ago, when we heard that her days remaining were short,
兩個星期前我哋聽見消息，姊妹好快就要離開啦。
Many of us went to visit her.
許多弟兄姊妹們都去到嚟探姊妹。
I'm really thankful to the Lord and thankful to the family that they permitted us to visit her.
感謝主，感謝家人容許我哋去見姊妹。
It was a very busy set of days. It was a very busy Thursday, in fact.
嗰個星期四係好繁忙嘅一個星期四。
I'm so grateful for the time that the Lord gave to us, where we were able to share with one another, where we were able to pray, where we were able to sing together in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
禱告、交通並且唱詩歌，我感謝主。
As we were wrapping up, our brother Michael, I don't know why exactly he did this, but he pulled up a couple of spiral-bound notebooks that her sister had been journaling in.
當完結嘅時候，Michael 弟兄就攞咗兩本記事簿嚟Catherine 姊妹一直記錄下嚟嘅。
And it was just filled with writings from the recent months, if not even the recent years.
就喺過往幾個月所記錄下嚟嘅事情。
We know that the Lord had put circumstances in her life that slowed her down from the world standards.
藉著呢個世界嚟講，主俾佢呢個病係等到佢係好多事情上面都係慢落嚟。
But she was able to make good of that time, of that opportunity, to embrace the Lord and His words.
姊妹就利用嗰段時間嚟親近主。
And we know in the end that she was able to embrace God's plan for her life.
到最後，姊妹嚟擁抱神喺佢生命中帶出嘅旨意嘅時候
，completely yielding herself to whatever the Lord may have for her life.
一切全奉獻。
I remember as Our brother was flipping through that spiral bound notebook. He looked us in the eye.
當弟兄帶出嗰本記事簿翻一頁嘅時候，就咁樣望住我。
And he reflected on how she was able to enjoy this sweet period of communion with the Lord.
啊，就佢咁記載，我今個禮拜好感恩，因為我能夠親近主，體會到與主交通。
And that this was something that he longed for, that he could do, because we know our brother has such a busy schedule.
啊，依一件事原來係 Michael 願意做嘅，因為佢係好忙嘅人。
And I could understand that as well.
我亦都好能夠明白。
I long for those times too.
我都願意有一段靜落嚟、慢下嚟嘅時間。
When I can just have that uninterrupted time with our Lord Jesus.
一個毫無被騷擾嘅交通。
Where I can just commune with Him.
就能夠簡簡單單嘅與主有一點時間交通。
And embrace Him and all the mysteries that He has placed in our lives.
擁抱主。主喺我哋生命帶出嘅每一點，我哋都能夠擁抱。
Mysteries known that had been revealed to us through Christ Jesus.
有啲我哋唔明白嘅事情，但係主向我哋啟示。
And mysteries unknown, things that we still question and ask why.
好多事情我哋還係唔明白，要嚟問主點解啊
？Thank the Lord for these times, these moments.
係感謝主俾我哋有慢下嚟嘅時間。
When the Lord is able to show us how vital, how sweet it is to be able to embrace of His goodness.
主就再 remind us 提醒我哋要嚟咁样拥抱主嚟亲近佢，亲近佢旨意。
When we are able to lay aside all the busyness and all the troubles of this world.
愿意我哋。暫時放下世界許多對我哋嘅打叉嘅攪擾
，and not just take hold of the time，
找緊嗰段嘅時間
，but welcome the time，
係擁抱呢段時間
，to delight in that time，
與主嚟有交通
，and even in some way to be able to find pleasure in that time，
能夠喺呢段時間裏邊喺與主交通嘅時間裏邊得著供應
，because we know when we embrace the Lord and His words。
当我哋咁样拥抱主与佢嘅话嘅时候
，We will be accomplishing His will for us。
主嘅旨意就能够喺我哋生命中嚟带出嚟。
And He will be able to take delight。And He will be able to take good pleasure and delight。
主就能够得着佢所喜悦嘅。
Let's end our time in a word of prayer。
我哋一起嚟祷告。
Oh, Father, we thank you so much for the time that you have given to us。
父神，感谢你早上俾呢段时间我哋。
Both the time this morning,
早上呢段時間
and this time from years past,
並且係以往嘅年日
as we reflect on your goodness as you have poured out to our sister,
當我哋想起你對Kevin 姊妹過去嘅恩典嘅時候
as we reflect on the goodness that you have poured out to all the brothers and sisters in Christ amongst us,
就想起你對我哋所有弟兄姊妹們嘅好處。
We thank you that you are a God who is faithful unto yourself.
主感謝你，你係信實嘅。
We thank you that not only are you loving and kind, but you are graceful.
唔單止你係充滿慈愛，你係有恩典。
You are gracious unto us.
對我哋係豐豐富富嘅有恩典。
Though we do not deserve it.
雖然我哋係唔配。
You have embraced us.
但你咁樣嚟擁抱我哋。
You have surrounded us with your love.
你將你嘅愛四圍包圍我哋。
And you have placed your very own life within us.
將你嘅生命放喺我哋當中。
Oh Lord, may we not only behold these wonderful truths.
主，我哋唔單止係嚟體會依一啲嘅真理。
But may we embrace your precious love for us.
願意擁抱你對我哋發出嘅愛。
That your spirit would be that which leads us back into yourself.
你嘅聖靈帶我哋回轉歸翻你。
And enables us to daily follow after you, to learn to submit ourselves unto your will.
能夠使我哋每天嚟順服你。
And may you cleanse these words and purify these words for your own purpose and glory this morning.
潔淨呢啲話，使我哋明白你嘅心意。
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名禱告。
Amen.